Hello, boss lady. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you,
I am doing
Professor?
well. Thank you. Good to see you.
You too. So I hear we're talking about did you take the job for you?
Oh, this is all about money, now.
About money.
It definitely is. No question in that.
Ching
Ka-ching. Okay, where you been now?
ching. Ocean
Ocean City.
City.
Well, your favorite. It's a beautiful time of the year down there, though. It's
Yes.
beautiful here too. I give it
All
credit.
crowded. Yeah,
No
it
credit.
has been very nice.
And we got down, well, there's talking about freezing temperatures, probably a little frost last night. Looked like we had a little bit this morning, but not much. But we're in spring now.
Yeah.
So you'll be back down at Ocean City again. I'm not going to ask when, but I know it's coming. Yes, we are talking about money tonight. The situation with the Masters is going to be that we have someone who has
Oh, there goes.
finished their master's degree in school, and they are now looking at a potential employer. They've got two job opportunities. One of them is high demand, high volume. The other one is more along their style, a little bit more relaxing, but it's 25% less in pay. And considering they've got school loans to pay, the question is, should they go with the job that's more methodical, conceptual, easygoing, like they like, and they enjoy the work, possibly they think, as compared to the, hit the road running, you're going to be a part of a great team, but working 24/7, yada, yada. Tough call, because in their stage, they really need the money to pay off that loan quickly. So it's something they're going to have to deal with and figure out, and we'll try to touch on it before we leave tonight. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
Now we're going to start with a story tonight about an individual who actually took a job, but the individual wasn't really sure what they were getting into. They thought they were getting into it for the money. The person who had hired them, I'll call it hired, just as a term, wasn't looking at it from the money perspective. The individual that hired them had another job that they really wanted them to do that really had their heart that they needed, and they shouldn't be worried about the money. Okay, who are you talking about? Well, Judas. Judas and Jesus is what we're going to talk about tonight. Judas was the one, of course, that betrayed Jesus in the end. And the question becomes, what was going on with that relationship between Judas and Jesus? Yeah, there it is. And the response is, they didn't get along, in my opinion, because Judas was looking for something that Jesus didn't have to give him. And the answer is, what was that? Well, fame and money. And those are two things I would perceive from the literature that Judas really wanted. What we know about Judas is that he was one of the apostles, but he was always the last apostle that was mentioned in the scripture. It was always, then Judas, really last one. The second part is we also know he was the treasurer. He was the one who kept the money bag for the apostles as they traveled around with Jesus. Well, we could also say that we knew he was a thief according to the scripture because he would take money out of the money bag. So let's go back to why was Jesus and Judas not on the same path? Well, as I mentioned earlier, Judas chose Jesus, if you want to say it that way, to work for him because he thought there was a path to fame and or money. See, at that time, he wasn't well known or as well known as he wanted to be among the chief priests and the people there. But he figured that if Jesus was going to be king, which everyone thought, and everyone thought also is going to be king on earth, so to speak, hey, why not be underneath the monarchy there? You know,
Right.
if I can turn around and get into their purse here, there's no telling what kind of goodies I could get into once the purse gets larger. The other part to that is he probably wanted the notoriety that was associated with the position, that people would look up to him, come to him for advice or whatever, since again, he serves the king. Well, the issue became that he and Jesus really didn't get along that well. In fact, the scripture doesn't have a lot of communication showing that was going on between Jesus and Judas. I mean, think about Peter, there was a lot of conversation between the two of them. One we have when Jesus went to the home of Lazarus after Lazarus had been raised from the dead, and he was eating with the folks there, and Mary was there. And Mary turned around and took a very expensive bottle of oil and anointed Jesus's feet. Now, Judas talked about being cheeky. He turned around and said, "Hey, why are you putting that oil on his feet? I mean, think about it. We could have sold that bottle and all this money we could have given to the poor that need this." Okay? That was pretty bad. I mean, that's I don't think that he really meant it from the standpoint of selling the bottle. He was just irritated because, again, they were using something that he could sell and make a little money on the side. Of course, Jesus then told him, "Hey, look, I'm not going to be with you that long." And she was going to save this for my death and burial anyway. So, leave her alone. You have me now. Or I'm sorry. You only have me now for a short time, but the others that you speak of, you'll always have them in your presence. So that was the number one.
Hey everyone, are you applying the Bible at every moment when facing a difficult situation? Know that God is willing to help if you only had your mind trained to receive His immediate help. Let me help you put God in control immediately when you need help. Learn my meditation methods with the Bible in your mind when any situation arises.
The second interaction is when Judas actually betrayed Christ, where he told the chief priests, he went to them and said, "How much will you give me, if I turn this guy into you?" And it was 30 pieces of silver, which was pretty much what they would give for a servant back then. And he took it. Now you have to ask, well, if it was that little, why would Judas go through the process? And well, he was angry. And, he was still an individual that thought he could make a little profit on the side. I think the other part to it, though, is Judas also thought that he could be renowned, maybe in the chief priest eyes, that he's on their side and they're going to get rid of this guy that's really causing them a lot of problems. And since he's not going to be king on earth. And of course, the story goes that he went up to Jesus, he called him master, he kissed him, and that was the giveaway. The chief priest had sent the guard with him, and so they knew at that point it was Jesus. But through the literature, I never noted that he ever referred to Jesus as his Lord. Master was the closest thing that we got. And in the end, we have two different stories, one from Matthew, one from Luke, and what happened to Judas after all of this, giving up Christ, the soldiers taking him. Judas decided to kill himself. He hung himself. Matthew, from a taxpayer, which he was also dealing with money, he approached it and more or less wanted to talk about the death and how it occurred. He probably referred back to David's son, I believe it was Absalom, that when he died, he was riding his donkey and he got caught between two limbs, so to speak, in a tree. I called it a V-neck. And needless to say, he was hanging there and couldn't get loose. Of course, he was killed by the opposing party. Where Luke, being the physician, he was more gory. He said that they turned around, and his guts were just spread out all over the floor or on the ground. A little bit more visual, maybe from a physician perspective. But we do know, according to the scripture, that Judas tried to return the money back to the chief priest after all this occurred, before he hung himself, realizing that, that Jesus was sinless, and he realized, he said, I can't take this money. I've handed over to you an innocent man," as he said. And the priest said, "Well, we ain't taking the money back. We already paid you. That's on you," pretty much as they said. "That's your problem, not ours." Of course, he throws the money then theoretically at the chief priest or on the floor there in the temple. They look at it and they say, "Well, we can't take this money, And then they decide, "Well, we'll go out here and buy a potter's field so the poor people can be buried in that, but we can't take it for our treasury since it's blood money," as they call it. So now that I've walked through this and we're only at eight after, it might be a short se session tonight. What is the response? What should a person really do? Should they take the money, the job, or should they look for a job they enjoy? Well, a couple of things happens in life, according to the way I've lived and watched other people. And I've talked about this, is that if you do something you love, you will always try to learn more at the process. And if you do something you hate, you'll try to do less at the process. So I would think this young pe person at this time, master's degree coming out, and they're just starting into their career at this point, the different career, major career of their life, they need to be ambitious. And you never know what type of doors are going to open for you if you really love what you do. And the bottom line to this, on the other side of the coin, if you do need a couple more dollars, well, they can do some freelancing on the side. There's, always a little bit of work out there. You may not like doing it, might not even be what your profession is, but it's something that you could bring some dollars in, so to speak, to help to pay the bills. But I think at this point, go for your degree. Use your degree. Learn more as you go, and then the monies will start coming accordingly. But don't run after the dollars. And by the way, that job where they are paying more, if it's that high pressure, I don't want to say I promise, but how about I'm pretty much assured that if you want it in about a year, they'll have another opening, probably even before then, because they're burning out people right and left. They're not sticking around.
Right.
And you can be in the
Yeah.
burnout
And you don't want to burn yourself out soon as you get out of
line.
school.
No,
You got plenty of time.
you got plenty of time for that.
Yeah.
So, again, what are we looking for? Fame, fortune, maybe, but that's not the real job out there. The real job is to do with your talents what God has given you, the best that you can with those talents.
Yeah.
And run out there chasing the almighty dollar is not the answer. It's
Right.
just not.
Yeah.
And we could talk about what Paul said in the book, New Testament. We could talk about what Book of Proverbs said, but I won't lead over into those. I'll let y'all go read about those if you would wish to do so. Proverbs speaks well of it, as long as you don't make money your master. Apostle Paul says that it's too much of a temptation where you just start chasing the dollar continuously. It just becomes your leader, master. And then, of course, Jesus said you got to be careful with it because you can never love two masters. You'll serve the one and hate the other. So choose.
Yeah. Those are good verses.
That's all I got
Yeah.
tonight, boss.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to go chase the dollar now because I'm old, okay? It's all right at this point.
Already did what you
I
like to
already
do
did what I like
anyway.
to do,
All
chase the dollar. That's all I got for us.
right. Well, thank you. That was a great story.
And I made it under 20 minutes, even better.
That
Bye,
was just too much. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
everyone.
Bye.